Mobile. 2-9-4 Italy, Quebec Mobile. It's rather pleasant out here for a change. Cool and cool but humid, but nice.
Is that way for the rest of the day? Because I got to pressure wash my house. You want to come help?
No, I hire somebody to do mine.
Okay, good. Yeah, I went up under an awning to get the bojos, and I don't think I got out. Yeah, I've got to pressure wash my house today. You want to come help?
My reply was, when my house needs pressure washing, I hire somebody.
I've got a few more years before I become a point in pay, so I figure I need all the exercise I can get since I got another 25 pounds to lose.
Yeah. Well, on the back side of my house, it's a three-story house. It's way more than I can do.
Oh, man. We built a new house in 2017, and we moved out of a three-story house. And in 2017, I started having my knees replaced, partly because of that three-story house. So now the house that we're in, flat. It's a ranch style. That thing, I tell you what, the only steps we got is two steps to get up in the thing from the garage.
You know, when you get old, that's what a lot of people like to do. Well, I look at the stairs as a great way to get some exercise. I can still say that. Maybe later I won't.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I've got both of my knees done now, and, man, I tell you what, I can go for hours now walking, and my wife and I went down to Charleston last weekend, and I mean we walked every inch of that place. Had a great time. Didn't hurt a bit.
Well, you enjoyed that. I'm glad. But everything went really, really well. And it's amazing when you have so much pain and all of a sudden you have an operation like that and it goes away. It's amazing.
It's really nice. As a matter of fact, now, do you recognize N4MMW, Jimmy?
Yeah, I know Jimmy. He's been in my house a number of times. Thank goodness for Jimmy.
Jimmy had his left done back in December, and he's getting his right done. I believe this Friday.
I knew he's having problems, and he's waiting until he's retired to do a lot of that. But you know, my brother, AC4Q, in about a week and a half, I'll be taking him up to the hospital for his second hip replacement. And he's already had, obviously, one hip replacement and a shoulder replacement.
Go for him. Did they go well?
Very well. He's gone back to the same doctor that did his first hip, which is his left, and that's the same doctor that did my left hip. So, I guess you say repeat business speaks for itself, or...
Roger, I hear you. Yeah, when I had my left one done, it went so well, I went, you know, just nobody going to touch me but this guy. His name's Sanchez over at Orthopedic Specialty. He's good. He's got people from all over the southeast going in there to him for revisions, you know, to get messes straightened out and stuff. He's that good. But anyhow, so your left one, did that straighten up your problem and you can go again?
I had it done about a year ago. They I went home the day of the surgery, and I walked up the stairs to the bedroom, and that was like on a Wednesday, and then on the next Monday I was driving.
Wow. So you're telling me you had your hip done outpatient?
No, I was in the hospital. They took me in. I was one of the first patients they had.
Oh, you went home the next day or same day?
Oh, hold on a second. I had my hip replaced in the morning. It was like at 8 o'clock in the morning. I had to be there like I walked in there at 5:30, and I remember waking up around 12, 1 o'clock or something like that. That I remember. I stayed one night, and the next day I went home. That morning I went home.
Wow. Well, that is good. That is good. Well, hopefully my knees are the only replacement parts I'll have to get.
I mean, hopefully. Sounds like your knees are the problem. My problem is the hips. I probably eventually have to have the other hip done, but right now it's doing fine. But based on the history of my brother, and I follow right behind him, I wouldn't doubt probably in maybe 3 or 4 years I might get my right hip done. But right now it's doing pretty good. But when they looked at both hips, they said, well, you know, this, the other one's probably eventually going to have to get done. There wasn't much space in that joint. And that's the acetabulum. And they just said, well, just whenever you're ready, let us know. I hope I never have to.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, are you going to be in the field day operation?
Staying away from big crowds. So I'm going to operate from home. We got everything set up. My brother is going to be there. That's Phil, the one I'm talking about. He'll be operating one station. I've got four stations at the house. So one station will be Phil's. That will be E, running off batteries, 100 watts. And then my station, which I have set up as a contest station, it's going to be networked to a third transceiver, and that's going to be dedicated to WSTJ. So those two stations will be networked, but I'll only be operating one at a time. But I've got all that set up. It's ready to go. I've tested it. And our score will be going over to Greer. So when we finish up, I'll dump it, and Greer will have a couple scores. I'll be one delta, and then my brother will be one echo.
Good. All right. Well, sounds like a winner to me. Well, hey, you know what? I have recently become the proud owner of a pair of 857Ds.
When you said that, made me think about a bra size. Over.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase that for you. A pair of Yaesu, not Yahoo, but Yaesu 857D radios. You rascal.
I knew what you were talking about. I just had to say that. Well, good. I knew you had one. I didn't know you had two of them.
Yeah, I got Vlad to look at the other one, and man, it's up and running. I haven't tested it yet, but I take Vlad's word for it. He says it's in excellent condition now. And the long and short of it, man, I got a ATAS 120 Yaesu antenna for the truck. It's a screwdriver, an automatic screwdriver. All I got to do is hit a button for tune, and this thing runs the screwdriver up, tunes itself. I've talked to Matter of fact, I talked to a guy in Slovenia last night from my truck. I could not believe that. And I talked to a guy north of Hamburg. He was on a dairy farm up there. And I tell you, the thing is just, it just amazed me. I thought maybe I could get around the southeast or, you know, the eastern half of the U.S., but I've talked to Arizona. I'm flabbergasted.
Well, Steve, when conditions are good, that you can just, you know, mobiles really work out pretty good. And I tell you, conditions have been pretty good most days here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. 6 meters has been absolutely hopping. And I've been up on 6 working Europe, South America, all over the West Coast. Let's see, work Japan. I already got that one confirmed. And I've been, in the afternoons particularly, I've been on a lot. In the mornings, Europe is coming in. I've worked some more Europeans. All that's on 6 meters. And it's been really good. And yesterday I got confirmations that brought my total for the grids on 6 meter over 400. And my countries are, I've got 52 countries confirmed on 6 now. So the band has really been really good.
Wow. Now, you know, Gary that is in the SCDXA and lives down in Piedmont?
I've been to his place a number of times.
I've got one of his 3-element 6 meters, and I'm assembling it now, and I'm going to put it up. And Bob, ND7J, put one up, and he says it's doing well, so I'm hoping.
Using this 3-element beam, little 3-element cush craft I've had probably, I bet I've had that thing 30 years. It's rugged, it works. And it's been a lot of different locations. But when the band's opening, if you have your beam up, I mean, that's really all you need. Of course, it's better if you get a 5-element. But there's some advantages of a 3 versus a 5, but not much. Hold on just a minute. The only advantage being that the beam width's not quite so sharp, and a lot of times you can hear stations that you might need off the main lobe a lot better. But a lot of people would say that's a disadvantage. Probably it is. But you'll do well with it. Just get it up off the ground. That's the main thing.
It'll be up at about 52 feet.
That'll do really good. So you won't have a problem with it. And the band holds up like it's been. Of course, this is the time of year when you have the openings. And I've been using FT8. Most of my grids and countries have been on sideband or CW, but lately I've been using FT8, and it's just amazing what you can work on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I recently got up on FT8, and I have not done that software upgrade for the FT8 yet. Is it a big deal?
I think that's the 2.2 version. No, they're easy. I mean, all you have to do is download it. It saves all the parameters and everything else. You don't have to uninstall anything. You just go up and download the new version. There it is, ready to go.
Huh. Well, all right, I'll have to go over there and give that my best shot then. And then I'll call Bob to help me get it straightened out. Well, we're about to destinate over here in Spartanburg, bud. Good talking to you this morning. I'll be back at the house at about 11 to start that pressure washing, so I'll shoot you the address. 73, this is KN4, VWA. I'm clear after your final.
I won't tell you what I was thinking. I'll be polite. Alright. Anyway, don't work too hard. Today is probably be a fairly decent day to do it, because I think the high is supposed to be 83, so it won't be too bad. But be careful, especially if you get up on a ladder. 73 is in for Yankees.